Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Every morning when you wake up, you are living moments you will never get back. You're breathing air you'll never breathe again. Time is our most precious commodity. And what we do with it is everything. It is your one opportunity to embrace the best gift you will ever receive. And every second sees a little more slip away. We have this mentality that the future is going to somehow mean more than the present. That time tomorrow will mean more than time today. And the best things in life end up being saved for some other time. But the reality is we don't get any younger. Why wouldn't you allocate your time, your effort to the things that make you feel like today is powerful? You are the gatekeeper. You decide whether you want to take this gift and use it wisely or allow it to slip away. Money you can get back. Possessions can be reacquired. But the minutes in your life, well, they're finite. Today shouldn't be looked at as a bridge to tomorrow, but a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You are nothing more and nothing less than what you do with the time you have. And if you know that, if you live like you are on top of the world, it will be more than enough. A fire doesn't just appear. It isn't born out of thin air or imagined into reality. It begins with a spark, a belief. The notion that something can be accomplished long before it begins to materialize. Belief is looking at the pieces around you and understanding that in one way or another, they'll all come together to create the outcome that you want. It's the backbone of any pursuit because you're taking the unknown and you are knocking it down a peg. Standing up to the fears, the doubts, the demons in your head. When we fail, it's because we believe that our obstacles are bigger than us. We succumb to that reality. But when one understands that belief, the very same thought process that can be our greatest detriment, is also our greatest asset, we become limitless. If you know you're going to cross a finish line, if you're certain, if you can already see it, everything else becomes trivial. Nothing is debilitating, nothing is game-ending, because you'll get around it. You know who you are. You know where you should be. That is the most challenging part. Once you're certain of that, it's simply a matter of putting one foot in front of the other. We live in a world of self-induced limitation. We define our best. We define good versus great, possible versus impossible, acceptable versus insufficient. And these limitations guide our behavior. We live by them. Our understanding of limits paves the way for our reality. Once we define something as our best, it becomes our summit. Once we label it as crazy or far-fetched, we turn our backs on it. But here's a beautiful truth. There are no limits in everyday life unless you place them there. You don't have a true personal best because you can always be better. There is one way or another a route to achieve anything you deem worthy of achieving. The key is not seeking to define excellence, but to be continuously seeking progress. With that mentality, you'll see that there is always a next level, and it's always within reach. It's been said that nothing is achieved without consistency.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Consistency. Short blasts of intensity are great, but what end up defining us in the long run are the things that we do day in and day out. These things become our habits, routines, and ultimately shape the people we become. A lot of attention is given to the home run, obtaining that monumental result without understanding that the big things are simply comprised of smaller components. Little pieces of paper that stack up every day, bricks that are laid down one by one. You can't see greatness happen because it's not instantaneous. It's not done in a weekend. But it is present. And it's present every single day. A building we walk by is comprised of thousands of individual parts. An all-star that knocks down a three-pointer has taken that shot hundreds of thousands of times. A CEO has studied his or her particular field to an extent most people couldn't even comprehend. People don't see consistency. They see the outcome of that consistency. And while there's nothing technically wrong with that, it's only part of the equation. And that's my message today. These accomplishments, just like any others, they take effort, distributed and routinely implemented every single day. And this consistency is what gets you the larger than life result. It's what constructs your victory. Not once in a while or when it's convenient, but making incremental, manageable progress every day. And these days become the foundation that you stand on. One is not worth more than another. To get the big result, every single small step is imperative. Every move forward is your home run. In a limitless world, Why set your sights on the obtainable? The prize within an arm's reach. Why not think bigger? Our expectations are the foundation for our accomplishments. The target you aim for is more than likely going to be the target you hit. Which means it's quite possible to do exactly what you set out to do and still drastically underachieve, for the sole reason that you are worth more. You are capable of more than you give yourself credit for, but like anything, if you don't recognize and do something about it, the impact will be minimal. It doesn't matter that you're the fastest person in the world if you never sprint. It's impossible to stumble into excellence. Because to get there, you need to, one, understand that something greater exists, and two, understand that you are worthy of it. In anything you do, it's better to aim high. To try and accomplish too much. Be bigger than reality, larger than life. And what you'll find in maintaining these monumental expectations is that you grow along with them. You realize that what was acceptable yesterday is no longer good enough, that it was merely a stepping stone. The things you're capable of, the life that's possible for you, is unfathomable to the human mind. Endless opportunities are not black and white. They're not reassuring because they haven't happened yet. They're not visible or tangible, but that's okay. Just know that no matter where you are or what you want, more exists. If you're willing to go to another level, there is something bigger, period. So take a look at the targets that you've set. Don't waste time asking yourself whether there's something greater. There is. Ask yourself if you're willing to step up, to move outside your comfort zone and get it. How many revolutionary ideas were never brought into existence? How many dreams were discarded and deemed impossible before they even had a chance? It's a question we'll never know the answer to because there never was a beginning. There never was a start. Anyone can dream, and everyone does. And these dreams, they're the seeds that quite literally change the world. But the hardest part is the decision to begin. To transform something from an idea in your head into a reality that you can live every day. To push fear, uncertainty aside. Maybe you don't even know how to approach your goal, but I'll tell you what. Trying a million times and figuring it out on attempt 1,000,001 will always be better than letting that dream die. See, action, movement has a way of sorting things out. There's always a way to succeed, but the wheels need to hit the pavement. It's awkward. It's uncomfortable. It's a vulnerable feeling putting your time and energy into something you're unsure of. But simply starting allows a spectacular process to take shape. Beginning is only the hardest part because of the mental barriers that attempt to safeguard you from every single thing that can go wrong. But don't think about what can go wrong. Focus on what will go right. All the incredible change that will come your way if you just start. I don't think it's any secret that life doesn't always go the way we drew it up. It's great to have a game plan, but it's just as important to be practical with regard to life's ups and downs. Success lies not in the ability to get everything right the first time, but to adjust. We can't afford to be one-dimensional with our pursuits because the second things go wrong, we panic, we go into emergency mode. Life only begins to make sense when we learn to expect those twists and turns. Teach ourselves to adapt, move forward despite their occurrence. This brings to light a very important truth. It is not the road ahead that determines your fate. It's the way you internalize the process. It's having the patience and the confidence to take life as it comes and mold it in a way that gets you to your goals. As long as your wheels don't stop turning, you are never stuck. As long as you are willing to adjust, there will never be an end in sight until you put the stake in the ground and declare victory. Control is responsibility. It's being in the driver's seat and knowing that the result you get is directly correlated with you and your decisions. See, it's easy to point the blame. It's easy to be helpless and play the victim, but the empowered embrace a fundamental truth. That when you take control of your life, you own its outcome. Now, this isn't always easy because it means confronting the difficult things in your life. Taking the necessary road, not necessarily the easy one. But when you decide that you are the author, that you hold the pen, you dictate your story. There's no reason to exhaust time and energy on how unfair life can be. Life isn't fair. We all know that, but it's not supposed to be. Winners win because they find ways to take their situation and transform it into a result that they want. Not look at the world around them as an external force pushing them down, but as everything they could ever need to build upon. You have control. Whatever comes your way is working for you. It's allowing you to grow, providing the pieces for you to create your own narrative. The key is not to deflect out, but to reflect in, to take control of your life and get what you want. Luck is what happens when preparation meets hard work. Seneca. How many times have you heard luck used as the explanation for events that have unfolded? Successful people or fortunate occurrences, they're deemed lucky. Negative, unfortunate situations, well, they're unlucky. But what if luck had very little to do with anything? What if the events in your life were the result of both the way you look at the world and the way you prepare yourself for what comes your way? To lean on the concept of luck is to relinquish control over your life, to reallocate power. It does nothing for you except deceive and manipulate. The truth is, great situations are going to arise as well as challenging times. What will matter in either is how you handle them. When opportunities come your way, do you capitalize? Are you ready? Can you make the most of what's been presented to you? And on the other hand, when the negative arises, can you see it for what it is? A temporary obstacle that you can and will get past. There's nothing unlucky about what's happening around you. Because what's happening around you is life. It's your job to deal with it, to play your hand and live out every day like it's a gift. The ones who are prepared, positive, ambitious, by their very nature, they will achieve. And when they do, they'll be called lucky by passersby. But don't allow yourself to fall for this. Luck is not given. It is never given. Luck is made every single day. There's a delicate balance that occurs when moving toward a goal. You know, we need to be thinking about the possibilities, the future, what can be. Goals are impactful because you're creating something meaningful in a place where it doesn't yet exist. But that's also what makes the journey so difficult. Because it means there's going to be a substantial stretch of time where you wake up and haven't yet accomplished your primary objective. That's a lot of mornings, working toward a dream, holding on to hope and trust, believing you'll get to the top, knowing that you will conquer whatever is in the future. And while tomorrow may contain the treasure we so desperately seek, let us not forget about the many steps that occurred before today. About the persistence, the courage, the self-belief. You would not be standing where you are right now without the platform that you've built over time. And that's an accomplishment that should never be overlooked. When eyes are only focused on what you've yet to acquire, on what you haven't created, you're minimizing your own momentum. Look, mindset is the beginning and the end of every endeavor. If you feel like a winner, you will win somehow, some way. So just as important as building and working toward the next milestone is recognizing and feeling good about the milestones of yesterday, these small victories have become ingrained into who you are. They have built you up and will continue to push you to greater things. They are your proof, your reassurance that you'll find a way. That is your identity. Accomplishments are a balance of forward progress where you need to go and of earned confidence comprised of the many steps that got you to where you are now. So don't forget every once in a while to look back. Why is moving in the direction that we need to go so often met with apprehension? Why is our fear of the unknown greater than our fear of settling for unhappiness or the status quo? When you look at this through a lens of rationality, it makes very little sense. You know, human beings like what is known, what is certain, even if it's at the expense of something better. And that mentality is what breeds mediocrity. It creates a life of simply getting by. See, by refusing to take risks, you are essentially risking it all because you are creating regret. And regret is the monster in the closet. Regret is the danger worth fearing. That someday you'll look back and wish that you'd lived life on your own terms, that you'd been a little braver, a tad more adventurous. Truth be told, this world is just not as scary as we make it out to be. But the trick isn't knowing that, the trick is doing something about it, convincing your brain that everything will be okay. Otherwise, we spend our entire lives standing behind the curtain that separates us from the stage. Why? Because the lights might be a tad too bright. I don't know about you, but that sure as hell beats a life in the dark. The risks you take are directly correlated to your happiness, your progress, fulfillment, success. These things can't exist without some element of trust that everything will be okay. That the road you don't know can take you wherever you want it to. In today's world, things come quickly. Information is instantaneous, consumer goods are shipped to us at the click of a button. We want now, and we get now. And in many ways, that's great, it's vastly improved our lives, but the danger is when that immediate satisfaction or validation is applied to our own goals. When that thinking translates into impatience with your journey or your progress. Whatever your dream is, whatever you're working toward, it can't be bought with one click on Amazon, right? The good stuff, the important things, they take time. A million little wins, ups, downs, failures, successes, all jumbled into what will eventually be the mountain you stand on. But how you visualize that mountain is crucial. People quit not because something is beyond their capability. They quit because they lose sight of the simple truth that winning takes time, that getting to your finish line requires patience. And if it didn't, I can tell you right now, it would not have the same value. It would not be so highly regarded. The things you want most are earned, and they're earned step by step, day by day. Have the patience to see that through. There's a difference between going through the motions and standing out. One requires action, the other calls for meaningful action, and the difference is tremendous. The passion that drives you determines whether you make an impact or clap as someone else does. Passion is an army. It protects you from a world rampant with negativity. It pushes you forward when you're tired, when you're weak. The difference between victory and every other outcome is a desire that lives much deeper than what's shown on the surface. It's what creates curiosity. It's what makes you jump out of bed. It makes the hours and hours of focus and work all worth it. When you love something, boundaries mean very little. There's always more to see. There's more to discover. Settling isn't an option. Quitting isn't entertained because it means you'd be walking away from the good stuff. What's around the corner? Which for some may be an option, but not for the passionate, not for those who need it like oxygen. If greatness is the goal, passion is not a luxury. It is a requirement. It's your ticket past the detours and roadblocks that send most people in the other direction. Being great means standing out, and standing out requires a burning desire to reach the top. It's your spark and your momentum, the wind on your back. If you are passionate about the road ahead, the twists and turns are part of the equation. In fact, you live for those very ups and downs because nothing is going to stop you from the journey and wherever it may lead. Sometimes our greatest gains are the result of our greatest losses. The losses that at the time shake up our world, they catch us off guard and even devastate us. It can be incredibly tough in the midst of misfortune to remind ourselves that when one door closes, another opens. That when one journey ends, another begins. But change pushes us. It requires, it mandates that we grow, rise to the events occurring around us. A loss will always remind us of what we once had, how things used to be. But what we sometimes fail to see is the beauty and significance of the chapter. And that without it, the book wouldn't be complete. We needed the lessons learned. Those people in our lives, those moments of joy, sadness, they're what positioned us to move forward. Loss is no tragedy, any more than the sun setting at dusk. It encapsulates everything good in our lives while simultaneously waving us on to tomorrow's sunrise. Greatness is a decision. Failure is a decision. Winning, losing, mediocrity, these are decisions that we make. None of them can exist in your life without a green light given by you. They require your approval. Now, this isn't to say outside circumstances don't play a part, right? Of course they do. But they're merely pieces. It's up to you to look at what's in front of you, the good and the bad, and put it all together to tell the story that you want to tell. See, failure is a decision because it's a stopping point. Failure doesn't mean that you stumbled or made a mistake or had to pick your pride up off the floor. No, failure means that you stopped. You decided that for one reason or another, moving forward simply isn't worth it. That the tough moments outweigh the great ones, and so you decided to settle. But the reality is everyone deals with hardship. The differentiator is that some people decide to let it consume them and keep them down, while others decide that the unfortunate events will be nothing more than speed bumps on their way to greatness. It doesn't matter what stands before them because they've already chosen excellence. They've chosen to take the negative and turn it into the necessary ingredients to move forward. And that's one of the greatest decisions that one can make, simply to move on, to find a way. Because if you're willing to persist, there will be no end points, only new opportunities.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.